Community Development Corporation to order, and starting off with roll call, Commissioner Bassam.
Here.
Commissioner Winder.
Absent.
Commissioner Berg.
Here.
Commissioner Zanzo.
Here.
Commissioner Beard. Commissioner Mueller.
Here.
Commissioner McCarville.
Here.
Commissioner Ritter.
Here.
Council Lakey.
Present.
And Administrator Squires.
Here.
Great. Item number three would be confirming or modifying the agenda as needed.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Berg.
I move we confirm the agenda as printed.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Confirmed. Approving the consent agenda is the next item, the minutes of January 25th, regular meeting, and the 2017 January administrator's report.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Berg.
I move we approve the consent agenda for the president to sign and the vice president.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Do we need roll call? There's no monies involved?
No.
No financial report?
Yes.
So, again, all in favor of this motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Item number five is a legislative update. Good morning, Mr. Turlington.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Board members. We do have a piece of legislation that didn't really sneak from anywhere, but showed up unexpectedly. I don't know if that's the same as sneaking, but I...
Page 23. I'm sorry, page 23 in your packets is the draft legislation.
So the bill, this draft was printed yesterday. We do not have a bill number yet. It should be assigned. Bill number, but the draft that you have is the same bill that will be printed. This was even just a draft RS, but it was an RS just yesterday. So as soon as we get the bill number out, I'll make sure to get that over actually. What I would say about what you're looking at is, as a result of the rules process that occurred this past summer after the passage of the reform legislation, there were a couple of areas that were identified in the rules process where they're governed by rules as opposed to being a statute. And so Representative Trujillo wanted to take it out of rules and put it into codified, essentially put it in the law so that it has a rule. Same outcome, nothing changes. They're just going to have it governed by statute instead of rule. So everything that's being added to this is already in existence today. It already occurs. But I did think it would primary issue, I think, being is that any district that annexes or increases its size or changes its base valuation as a result of bringing land in or out through boundary extensions, that property, according to code now, has to be added to the base value of the district or annexation area. So again, it's currently happening that way. They just want to codify it. Sections to speak to that. On A6, and this is something that was really the heart of what last year's legislation ultimately embodied with respect to when a plan amendment occurs. Just for some of your edification that may not have been involved last year, one of the major pushes that this reform sought out to do is that if a district is going to formally modify its plan, in other words, bring it to the city council and say, you know, we're making these changes, they're dramatic enough that we can't do it as a board, but we have to actually come to the city council or the governing body and make changes. In the event that occurs, and you do that as a district, you reset your base value starting, you know, the next year. So whatever increment you've built up over the years is essentially wiped out. The idea behind that, from the legislative perspective, is it's a deterrent to a degree for those districts that want to make changes about one group. and also it's an incentive for new districts that will be formed going forward to make sure they're all encompassing and they capture everything that they're interested in doing. We were able to carve out a few exemptions to a base reset, and specifically if it was going to be an administrative or ministerial change to a plan, it doesn't require any type of formal approval. So, you know, if you're putting a bunch of light boxes or streetscaping, you're going to change a few numbers. It's not necessarily requiring you to go do the entire modification for the council. At any rate, as that was the real heart and context of what was the discussion last year. On page 6, line 39, where it starts, what you're essentially seeing is that any failure by a district to submit attestation to the state tax commission, which is now the clearinghouse for all these records, if a district fails to submit, then you're going to have to, with the exceptions that we've just identified. One of the things that I've noticed in reading the existing provisions, which I haven't noticed before, is that even if there is no change or modification of plan, you're still required to submit that attestation to the tax commission. And so I would assume that NBC has been doing that, because even a failure to not submit constitutes a base reset. So it's one of those reporting requirements where you kind of get on top of it, which I know NBC has been. So that was interesting. And then the final piece I would point out on page 10 simply codifies now, takes out a rule that any land that had been previously served by an ag exemption is now brought into the district. The increase, the incremental value, the increase of that district as a result of that land changing its tax use has to be added to the base value. So, yeah, pretty straightforward. So that's what the legislation does at this point. I haven't heard of any opposition to it because it's codifying existing rules, and so far no one's approached it and has issues. We'll likely have a public hearing next week. At this point, it looks like it'll be next week. Maybe we'll have a better idea. I've talked to a few legislators, at least on the House side. This seems to be rather pro forma. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Scott. Anybody have any questions? It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. I'll let Ashley know when the hearing will be. We'll be there. If anything starts to emerge or to change in the process.
Great.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Item number 6 is the consideration of approval for the Phase 1 owner participation agreement with Bright Corporation in the 10-mile area.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. We've got it all teed up and ready to go. I want to thank John and Amanda for working with us on this. You've all seen the agreement a number of times as we've talked about it, and the attachments that go with it. The full meal deal is this baby right here, and that includes all the attachments and exhibits. What I handed out to you was the document or the agreement itself. You reviewed the attachments in our previous meetings. The one set that's new that I emailed everybody everything, but I added city approvals, which are the development agreements and the other land use decisions that are applicable out there. There's about 176 pages worth of that. That's included in the current ones in this agreement, and then as new city approvals are put forward, those are included in the agreement as an amendment, because those are part of what the developer and the participants, the landowners, have to comply with under our agreement as well. So just we talked about this and handed it out last meeting. The concept was that we were still working on was including all of the property owners. So you'll see on the front cover page, those are the different property owners that are in the site or in the area that is covered by the agreement. You have 10 Mile Crossing, Inc., Brighton Corporation, SCS Brighton LLC, Brighton Investments LLC, SCS Investments LLC, and SBG 10 Mile Office Number 1 LLC. So all of the landowners under this agreement are now signatory to the agreement and agree that the plan applies to their properties. The main concept we dealt with in here, which was just kind of changing some of the references, is the 10 Mile Crossing, Inc. owns a number of the properties, but they're also what's called in here now as the developer participant. The full group of property owners are their participants. They're all bound by this, but the developer participant, 10 Mile Crossing, is the one that's going to be constructing the improvements for everybody. So all the property owners agree that 10 Mile Crossing is going to be the developer doing the reimbursable public improvements under this, and they're the one entity that's going to be reimbursed for their costs for the development. And so all the property owners consent that the increment from their properties that's developed as things go along are going to go to 10 Mile Crossing, Inc., for reimbursement of their reimbursable public improvement costs. And just kind of want to point some of those locations out. Page 2, it lists all of the participants, all the property owners, and then specifies that 10 Mile Crossing, Inc. is the developer participant. Again, just a reminder, this the agreement, again, puts the risk on the developer participant and the participants that the 90% of the tax increment revenue generated by the project is sufficient to reimburse them. If we get to the end of the life of this and there's not enough increment generated, then it's on them, not the district. And obviously they're confident that, and the projections we had that we were provided show that they'll be reimbursed hopefully well before the end of the entity. On also page 4, it lists there are 26 parcels out there, roughly 130 acres. That all page 4 on subparagraph A also talks about the developer participant being the one that's doing the work and getting reimbursed. And on page 10, it again clarifies that. Has the provisions in the bottom paragraph there at the beginning that developer participant is the one that's being reimbursed. And that's the gist of the changes in a general description without going page by page showing where it says participant, developer participant. Also received some comments back from Amanda. There's the anti-discrimination provisions within the agreement that basically says you can't discriminate unless in selling, leasing property out there, unless it's permitted by the Federal Fair Housing Act. We tightened that up a little bit to say for residential uses. It doesn't really apply to commercial uses. The Federal Fair Housing Act applies to residential. So we tightened that up a little bit at their request, and that makes sense. Other than that, Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to answer any questions if you have any.
For all your hard work on this.
Team effort.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Burt. Todd, I take it you're very comfortable with it.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Burt, yes, it's been a long process, but the particular part that gives me comfort is we're reimbursing them out of increment revenue that's generated by the properties, and the risk is on them, not on us, to be fully reimbursed. John, any good?
Order agreement also ready to go.
That's great.
You satisfied with it?
We are, yes. Thank you, Todd and Ashley, for your help and working this through and your support as well.
I suppose we're on to the resolution then.
We are. Okay, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, this is resolution 16-063. A resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the owner participation agreement between the Meridian Development Corporation and 10 Mile Crossing, Inc., Brighton Corporation, SCS Brighton LLC, Brighton Investments LLC, SCS Investments LLC, and SBG 10 Mile Office Number 1 LLC, relating to the agency's participation in the 10 Mile Development Project, authorizing execution of the agreement by the Chairman or Vice Chairman and Secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the Administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective date.
Chair.
Commissioner Berg.
I move to approve resolution number 16-063 for the chair to sign and as the chair to attest.
Second. Motion and a second. Any discussion? Thank everyone for their hard work. Okay, and we'll take a roll call vote. Commissioner Bassanen?
Aye.
Commissioner Berg?
Aye.
Commissioner Zanza?
Aye.
Commissioner Mueller?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville?
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter?
Aye.
It's official.
Thank you.
Bill, it looks nice going up top there. Just got to get some glass in it. I think that's going to happen here soon.
Yes.
I understand we were like,
are we going to have a copy at your office to sign?
I'm going to let you take this.
Okay. Regarding the next item, I'll hand the reins over to Vice Chair.
For them to try to coordinate with you, sign them, catch them.
Mr. Lakin, item 7, do you have anything to report?
Mr. Chairman, yeah, thank you. Received comments back from Josh on the proposed development agreement just Monday. And so we've got a few more things to work out and go through and incorporate them into the agreement. So we're getting closer. But I would say if we can defer this to the next meeting, we should hopefully have things tied up and be ready to go then.
Are there any questions for Todd before we move to the next item? Thanks, Todd. I'll turn it back to the chair.
Item number 8 is a consideration of approval for funding for the Meridian Arts Commission request traffic box wraps for fiscal year 2017 first funding resolution.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, on page 8 of your packet is the memorandum of agreement that Council Lakey put together in conjunction with legal counsel from the city. As you know, through our budgeting process for this fiscal year, we allocated an additional $5,000 for the art wraps for downtown. In working with Hillary Bodner, who's here today from the city, under city responsibilities 1A, we have identified which corners those traffic art wraps will be identified for this fiscal year, and so we're just solidifying the commitment, financial commitment today with this agreement. And Hillary's here to answer any questions you may have, but it should be fairly straightforward and similar to what we've done in the recent years.
10 locations.
Yeah.
Chairman, again, the concept of the agreement is it lists those as potential locations, and it may be some or all of them, and it's a reimbursement agreement, so they'll send us expenditures, and we'll reimburse up to that $5,000.
Commissioner Vassal?
Hillary, the main and flatbread location, is that that big pump cover that's out in Generations Plaza?
No, it's there's a white, one of the small white boxes outside of Flatbread near the History Walk kiosk, and that's the one that that represents.
You mean the kind that I always complain about?
Yeah, the tiny white one that just kind of pop out of nowhere. Yeah. It's not the
talked about that large one, that it kind of sticks out like a sore thumb, but there was some problem in covering it because of access to it or something like that. Was that, was there a big key?
There are a number of, concerns with wrapping that box. One of the other primary concerns that we've had is that vinyl covering on the top of it will get so much sun exposure that it won't last very long. It will have to be replaced much more frequently than any of the boxes.
What about covering the sides and just painting the top?
I'm sure that could be considered too. I would take it up at Parks though.
Yeah, well.
I was going to say, take that to mine.
It's just, it would be nice to do something with it, being that it's such a prominent projection here.
Right. Yeah. Okay. It's been talked about every year for about 4 years. Oh, yeah. I'll check in with Parks, though, see if they've got any plans for it, or if they want the Arts Commission to possibly look out for art, if they want to try to wrap the side.
It's all Dan Bassano.
The
camera
plugs,
so you can't see
it. The gas fly who keeps burning it up. Mr. Chairman, I think we really owe a debt of thanks, not only from NBC, but the city, for all the work that Hillary does, in addition to her city hall work, all her volunteer work that really supports all of the work that we do through the Arts Commission, through the Historical Commission, who's helped with the Children's Museum. Is there any project that you haven't been involved with?
Plenty.
Not many, right?
Yeah.
But really, thank you so much. You're a treasure.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Bird, I'm from the Meridian Dairy Show Board. That young lady and another gal with the Arts Commission, within a month or two, when we first approached about Arts in the Park, they thought maybe they could get six there. Program they put on, and that thing's going to grow. We'll give NAMP a competition for it, but we won't cover it. We got a bottle of employees might have been discussed with work.
Thank you.
Great. Any other questions or comments on this item before we get to the resolution?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a resolution of Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency in Meridian, Idaho, approving the memorandum of agreement attached as Exhibit A for financial support for the Traffic Box Art Project between the Meridian Development Corporation and the City of Meridian, authorizing execution of the agreement by the Chairman or Vice Chairman and Secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the project manager to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. Is there any? Commissioner Bassel?
I move that we approve resolution number 70-002 as read into the record by council.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay. Move into our roll call vote. Commissioner Bassel?
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd?
Aye.
Commissioner Zamzo?
Aye.
Commissioner Mueller?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville?
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter?
Aye.
All right.
Thanks, Hari.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for the kind
words. Thanks. Item number 9 is a consideration of approval for the downtown kiosk design by Rising Creative. Commissioner Zamzo.
Members of the board. I think it's on page 16 and 17 starts the design concept here from Rising. This is to redo the kiosks to get rid of the whole sunshine thing and go with the same look and feel that we created with the Destination Downtown banners that we talked about last time, or the time before. What I really like about this is that they're continuing to stay with this color scheme. It's going to be, I think, in time, we're going to be able to recognize the colors, and it's going to start to, we're going to get that look and feel, and we're in a kiosk that is in downtown. We're going to see the orange, we're going to know where we are, and I like the fact that they're keeping all of that together. And then the maps as well are keeping the color coding. So it's not, it looks a lot like the Destination Downtown maps. So is there anything other actually that I should be bringing to their attention?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we have spoken to the leadership of the Downtown Business Association and have got their buy-in for this as well, too. So what I'm doing is we've had a couple of business changes since I gave them the list at the end of September, beginning of October. We're just trying to finalize that business list and get it as accurate as we possibly can at this moment in time, knowing that we're going to have changes again fairly soon. And then this will be ready to go and install fairly quickly. So I think everybody's really excited about it. I think it is a lot easier to read than the current kiosk panel. There will be a prominent "You Are Here," which we didn't have on the current maps, and it's just really easy to be able to tell where businesses are. So I think we're very excited about this.
Great.
So we're just asking for your approval today so I can give Ryzen the okay to go into production.
I noticed the color connections, and I think that's really smart. Same thing you do in parking garages or hotel lobbies. Good idea. Subconscious
identifier. Right. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Bessel. Callie, Ashley mentioned the need to periodically update this list because businesses come and go. Do we have an idea how often that might need to be done and how simply it could be done, being that we already have the graphics now? Any idea on that?
No, I'm not exactly sure. I think we're going to stay with the same.
And Mr. Chairman and members of the board, basically we'll have to update the entire panel as businesses change. Now that we have a design, I anticipate we could do this yearly, and they're not very expensive. I think they're about $300 per panel.
Yeah.
So
that's
that would.
What I was hoping for is if they're fairly inexpensive, they should be changed annually to update the roster of businesses that are on here.
Yes.
There's no room to grow the list.
We'll figure out a way. Callie's good.
This design is great. I love the consistency.
I love the colors and stuff.
Yeah. Do you need a motion or? Okay.
Yes, please. Motion to approve the design so that I can authorize Ryzen. We've already approved the financial commitment to this. It's just approving the design so I can authorize Ryzen to go into production. Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Basselin, you have already approved that scope of work for Ryzen and Trademark. It's just the design in front of you today.
Any discussion? Other discussion? We need a roll call.
I'm not sure. You already spent the money, so I can just approve it. Just the pictures.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Motion passes. Great job. Are you enjoying that aspect of working with Ryzen?
I love Ryzen. I think they're fantastic. Yeah, they're very fun to work with. Lots of energy and great ideas. Yeah, they're very fun.
I like that what we've been producing over the last couple of years has been consistent. It's not just like they hit one thing out of the ballpark and then we've been struggling through the rest. It's now we're moving into the discussion items. Item number 10, which is the Downtown Transportation or Parking Transportation and Streetscape Committee update. Commissioner Bessel.
The report is on page 21. If you care to read through it. We really have mainly updates on things that are happening with parking transportation, et cetera. And I think we had a snow removal, which which I think is everyone's main topic. But other than that, the sidewalk discussion was probably the key one. Sean from the city, who handles the CDBG grants, was telling us about monies that was available if we can come up with a list of sidewalks that we would like to have constructed or improved or whatever, especially for safety purposes. And I believe, if I recall correctly, there was a $70,000 figure thrown out, a $100,000 figure. Anyway, there's money available. Don't know how far it'll go, but what we've asked the city to do, and maybe Bruce can speak to it a little bit, the city is putting together a list of the various sidewalks between 5th and 5th, Cherry Lane, and Franklin, that where we either need sidewalks or whether where the sidewalks need to be improved, for especially for safety reasons, for children going to and from school, that kind of thing. We already have installed a new sidewalk on West First, between Pine and the school. And so we're waiting for that list. And basically, it's, I guess, using MDC as the vehicle for accessing those funds to get that started. But it's really CDBG money. It is not our tax increment money. Would you like to expand on that?
And I would just say that part of that agreement would be that I would be, as the administrator, would be the project manager for any project that would happen. So, and that's not a problem at all. I've done that, obviously, with other projects, sidewalk projects that we've done. So we are going to be reviewing next week at our committee meeting this map that and prioritization list that the city is helping us put together, and we'll come back to this board with a recommendation.
And then finally, Pine Avenue update, that's proceeding along nicely. And they're having to do a little bit of land purchase. They thought they had enough right away, but there is some that they need. So they're working on that. So the cost for that has increased, I wouldn't say significantly, but it's increased. And we brought that information to the board, and we'll continue to do that. I think we had an increase of $140,000, something like that, actually.
Mr. Chairman.
Based on from the original estimate.
Yes, based on the original estimates, we've actually gone down in terms of the street lighting estimate initially. So we are kind of coming out in the wash in terms of the overall project. Where the increase is really going to come in and hit us for the next fiscal year is the additional landscaping that we talked about a few meetings ago. But we did get a revised estimate from ACHD that increased $34,000, but with the decrease in the lighting, it's flushing out.
And I just want to make a comment about committees in general. You know, we have a parking committee and a property committee and the public relations committees, wayfinding and signage. And those are scheduled meetings, and usually there's one or two of us board members. Keith and I were at the parking committee meeting, for instance, and Nathan's been at that on numerous occasions as well. But these committee meetings are open to all board members. Any board member can attend if you want to come for that hour and discuss. And I would suggest that if you have a topic that you're concerned about, that's the place to really discuss it in depth, because we try to use the committees to use that hour to really talk in depth on their various projects, the pros and cons, get input from other, you know, ex officio people who want to attend and so forth. So anyway, just make sure, because a lot of the money we spend comes through these committees, especially parking and property, for instance, wayfinding. Anyway, that's my speech.
Good point.
Thank you.
A lot of discussion happens at the committee level, decisions at the board level.
And we do try to keep them to an hour or so, the other time.
The next one is a 10 Mount Urban Renewal District update.
I think we covered that, Mr. Chairman. Hopefully the next updates we're giving are how much increments coming in and how much we're reimbursing them as we go along.
Okay. which next new projects are.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Byrd.
I think that Ashley and Brighton Corporation did a fantastic job getting this thing started. So, I can tell you, I think it's been done a lot better than what this original NBC group. I'm very happy with the work that these guys have put out. And I'm so happy to see, you know, one building's standing out right with the roof on it. And we'll have another one going up here. She's started up here in a couple of months. Finally, 10 miles, finally, after 15 years, finally getting off the ground. But anyway, thank you, Todd. Ashley, your work on our behalf.
You're welcome. Thank you.
The next item is upcoming committee meetings.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, page 22 of your packets is the upcoming committee meetings. We are canceling the Wayfinding and Signage Committee. We just don't have a need to meet this month. In place yesterday, we scheduled a property committee meeting for that same day, February 15th at 2:30 at the City Council Conference Room. Council Lakey, I need to coordinate with you or Victor on this. We have received a facade improvement application from Coal Valley Christian, and I received a revised application for Meridian Cycles yesterday last evening, so I'll send that out to the committee when I get back to my computer this morning. And then we may have one more coming in, I understand. So we have a lot to talk about in the property committee. And we will probably start having a standing meeting time just to have it on the calendar. And if we don't need to meet like the Wayfinding and Signage Committee, we'll just go ahead and cancel it. But I foresee we have a lot of efforts in front of us.
Good.
Yes. And just a reminder, we have the State of the City this afternoon, so hopefully everybody can make it. And we do have MDBA board elections this month as well, too. So if anyone's interested in being a part of that, let me know. We're going to close the ballot on the 16th of this month. But I think we're going to have a good slate of candidates.
I have it as the 24th at 2:30, isn't
it? It is the 24th at 7:30 a.m. at Unbound.
Council's report?
Nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Administrator's report?
And just to remind the board, next meeting, speaking of elections, is our annual board election. For new officers. So if anyone is interested in pursuing one of these coveted positions, be sure to let me or Chairman Escobar know. Thank you.
With love, interest.
I got a quick question just for our property committee meeting. Do we have any idea next?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Public comment?
You know, Mr. Chairman, I just want to echo Commissioner Byrd's comments that the OPA for the 10-mile district is huge. And I really want to thank Ashley and Todd for all the work. It was not intuitive. It was a long process. It was complex. Really appreciate that. I think we can really say that district good hands, so really appreciate that. And on another note, I'm very happy that the population of tigers in the wild is up. So, good news.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Byrd.
We got a report just last night on the snow removal from ACHD, and regardless of what people 9 miles to the east of us think, ACHD did it. Snow thing. I mean, it's something you can't prepare for.
Sounds about right.
We, right now, our bills and stuff is about $160,000. We went up to $200,000. But the way it was ran and stuff, we had our hotline and stuff, we didn't, you know, you just didn't get that complaint through. It was, I thought ACHD did one heck of a job. And you go over and compare Canyon County, who had about 11 highway districts, and their snow removals weren't even close to ours. I thought they did a great job. I appreciate all of our employees, their employees. I don't care how much you're paying the guys when they're pulling 7, 12-hour shifts driving one of those miles. This is something that you never have to see for another 20 years. But, you know, we got the job done. Let's put it that way. And I thought it went well.
Mr. Chair, yeah, just a comment I'd like to make on that. Keith, is that Meridian's a unique city in that we have many new developments that have homeowner associations, and many of the homeowner associations have taken voluntary responsibility their streets, their neighborhoods, and so forth. And that's great to see, and I think that's one of the reasons why it's 180,000 and not 1.8 million or, you know, whatever, you know, the other cities are doing. And so in that regard, we're very fortunate, and maybe there's some way that the city can complement those voluntary homeowner associations and maybe even give some professional guidance on how to keep the streets clean. I know the information that went out about cleaning the drains and getting the ice out of the drains and so forth. If there could be just, you know, something on the website that says, here are some things you can do within your neighborhood to keep your streets and your area clean. And if they do have somebody in the neighborhood, either they pay for it themselves, like I know we do in our development, we pay for development, or they have volunteers who are willing to do it. They have a truck with a, you know, the plow on the front. They're willing to do it. Maybe just give, what are some of the things to be cautious of, you know, that, you know, so that you're not ruining something when you're trying to be helpful, but just some guidance for volunteers who want to help in areas like that, because it's a resource. The volunteers have been a great resource. And I remember the news article about the truck that was pulling the table behind it. You saw that on the news. Yeah, I mean, I don't think we have to go to that extreme, but I think that, you know, there are ways that you, and you have people in these neighborhoods who are, you know, construction people. They have equipment. They have knowledge, you know, that can be used, and we could thank them for all that.
Mr. Chair, we do, Tammy has a liaison. Regularly with homeowners associations, got an open line and stuff. And we do acknowledge homeowner associations all the time at the council and stuff. And we, you know, we have no jurisdiction over it, nor do we want any jurisdiction, do you, Bruce?
No.
Over it. So, but the good, you're right. This is Meridian, Idaho. I've been here 51 years, and half the stuff that this city's got has been done by people who volunteered and went out and done it. You know, we jumped in and got something done. A lot of times we had to back up and start over, but we got too far ahead. That's just Meridian, Idaho. And our citizens, and I got to tell you, we had two councils. Young councilman. I got a call on some sidewalks. They got their shovels, the two of them. They knew our parks guys were busy. They went out and cleaned sidewalks.
Keith, just to clarify, I wasn't asking for the city to do anything legally
no.
with them. I was just saying, if there's any professional guidance I can be given to the volunteers to help them so that they're doing it more efficiently on their own if they want to do it.
And we always, at this time, and Bruce, correct me if I'm wrong, ACHD called the shots. We had our group here, and I don't know if Bruce was part of it, or I know he had some people that met every morning, but ACHD had the overall plan, and I'm sure any homeowner association could have got to get that knowledge from them. Because you've got to have somebody, and they're the ones responsible for the streets and stuff. We were able to keep the sidewalks around the schools clean thanks to a couple of our hardworking parks guys and the little machines.
I'll pass your comments on, Mr. Vassalone, to Jody St. Martin or San Martin. I forget which way she pronounces it. She's the Ken Quarters replacement as community liaison, and also to Casey Emery, the communications manager for the city. There are some resources. I haven't looked at the website recently, but there's the special web page around this event and around these issues. There's some resources there. I haven't looked at it in the last couple of weeks, so I don't know exactly what's there, but there are some things there on the website.
Or maybe even just like contact with ACHD, who to reference there to get information.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And of course, we've also had our public works department talk about the right way to clear out an inlet for the storm sewer system and how not to damage, because we even though ACHD owns the stormwater system, we still have public works standards that have been met as well. So they've been very much involved in that.
It's been an unprecedented year.
It certainly has, and our wastewater treatment plant got its
February.
Alarm.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, stormwater, if it don't run right, can get into our sources. And I can't remember how many million gallons we had at the head of that at that time. But and right now, ACHD's got three of those big vacuum trucks, and we've got two, and I think all five of them are being used out there cleaning, trying to keep.
Last item on our agenda is a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.